gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Here we go. Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to call upon one of our regular contributors, Mark Evans. He's our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues. So we're going to take your telephone calls at our toll-free number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by a gentleman who directed and produced a film all about the Buick Grand National. It's very well done. It's called Black Air, and it's going to be available on iTunes beginning in the month of April. So we'll talk to that gentleman. Also coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, we've got a editor from Edmunds.com who's going to be on board to give us a preview of the upcoming press days of the New York International Auto Show. In hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to play a couple of interviews, one I recorded during the week with the person in charge of Ford's diversity program as far as getting women and minorities into the aftermarket and Tier 1 and Tier 2 supplier chain, and there's been some great success with that. And they also give special preference to veterans as well. And also we're going to play an interview I recorded a little while back with the president of JAG and Land Rover here in North America. Again, our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Mark Evans is in the house, so that means if there's something wrong with your car and want a free over-the-air diagnostic check, we can help you out. Let's right now welcome to Auto World Airways once again the man himself, the man Frank in New Mexico calls the Swami, Mark Evans. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Hey, good to be with you back on Auto World again to help a lot of our listeners out there that might have a piece of metal that might be smelling kind of off this week, huh?
Yeah, that's one of the things. We should talk about some areas that people should be very much aware of. Smell is definitely something to be very aware of with your vehicle. If all of a sudden you're getting some funky smells when you're in the car or even when you get out of the car after it's been idling, that's definitely a sign of some troubles. Tell us about some other funky smells.
You know, that is, you know, like, what is it, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Bob? That's on. Ooh, that smell, you know?
Yes, that is absolutely true.
Sometimes I actually want to, you know, crank up the stereo when I actually been on the highway before and a car passes us and in the summer and the window's down. We smell this, you know, sulfur rotten egg smell. I want to, you know, turn that crank that sign up, that song up, and drive up to the people and say, hey, you know, listen to this. Ooh, that smell. And that's one of those off the wall type smells, that sulfur egg burning type smell, and that's the sign of a catalytic converter that is, you know, plugged up. And when's the last time, Bob, that you actually, you know, you really can't drive your own car and get behind it at the same time and smell it. You know,
mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing to do. A little automotive tip is to kind of ask your friend or your neighbor or relative, whatever, you know, to drive your vehicle and follow your own vehicle, maybe their car, and roll down the window and let, you know, let the air that's coming out of your car kind of, you know, smell it, because you could have a catalytic converter if you're smelling rotten eggs or sulfur. That's a converter that's plugged up, which again, you will cut back on your fuel economy and your horsepower. And then, you know, I've had a lot of, over the years doing it, I've had a lot of people say, you know, my car kind of smells like, only when it's running, Mark, it smells like it's antifreeze is burning. Mm. Is it leaking it or is it burning it? You know, well, there we are. You know, just have your relative, friend, whatever, drive your car and follow your own car, and you'll smell it. And if you smell an antifreeze smell, then, uh-oh, Bob, it's a blown head gasket. You know, it's injecting antifreeze into the cylinder, and you're burning antifreeze. So, and And then, of course, if you smell the antifreeze on the inside, a lot of us were kind of hoping it would turn into summer, and it's still kind of cold out there, and we're turning our heaters on still. And you turn your heater on, and you smell antifreeze. Well, there's another scent of a heater core that's bad. So definitely the word, you know, using the old nose to help diagnose your own problems really does work, definitely.
Let's talk about some of the costs of the various repairs that you just outlined. Replacing a catalytic converter, I would imagine, if you're putting a brand new converter in, is going to be a pricey item. How much does that usually set back an individual?
Yeah, great question. They range literally anymore. They've come way, 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 way down in prices because, 99.9% of the automobiles out there have them. Some diesels don't. That's why I've got that 0.1 off. But the catalytic converters today started installed. You know, Midas is one company that does it, and then you have the independent companies. They start them at like $69.95. They go on up to, I know that the one that I did here just the other day, it was like $789 just for the catalytic converter.
Just for the part.
That was on a luxury car. And you ask yourself, well, how come so much and how come so cheap? I mean, why do they range from, you know, such wide range? Well, when you have, in the automotive industry, when we have a Ford or a Chevrolet, there's a lot more Fords and Chevrolets that have the same type, like a Chevy Malibu. There's a lot of those on the road. And when there's a lot of one make and model on the road, that means that there's going to be a lot more parts being used up, worn out, of course. We're using them up, driving them and using them up. And so they sell more of that one part. It's the word, you know, supply and demand again. And so when you think and say, well, I need a catalytic converter for my Ferrari. Well, there's a great example. You know, how many Ferraris do we all see, you know, driving around the road every day? Mm-hmm. We definitely see a lot more Malibus than we do Ferraris.
Unless you're living in Beverly Hills.
Yes. And then what's a Malibu, you know? or an Impala, you know, Ford Focus is another, you know, model that we all like and we all own. And so we're you know, that's then when they have quite a big supply of parts out there called different makes and models of cars, and they sell a lot more of those catalytic converters. And on that point, too, it causes the price to go down, but also is that the catalytic converter isn't such high-tech as it would be on a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or a Lexus or a Mercedes-Benz. So a lot of the customers I have, clientele, they might be driving, you know, a Lincoln, and they know that Lincoln is in the Motorcraft or Ford family, but it's got, you know, yeah, same components of maybe a Ford Crown Vic, but yet the Lincoln catalytic converter is a little bit more than the Crown Vic. And sometimes that customer might ask me, well, Mark, it's all it is really, you know, it's got the same platform as the Crown Vic. Why am I paying more money for my Lincoln Cat? Well, because the Lincoln catalytic converter, it's more precise. The engine probably more than likely has a little bit more torque, a little bit more horsepower, so they have to fine-tune the catalytic converter for that reason. So prices of all parts are that way, and on all cars, it might, you know, the word platform's the same, you know, the transmission, transaxle, front differential might be all the same, but when it comes to the upper end of the class, it's a little bit more precise.
All right, we're only in first gear with Mark Evans. Don't go away. We'll take your calls and more straight ahead on Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio, starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive, just won't stall.
We're back with Mark Evans. He's our go-to guy when it comes to mechanical issues, an ASC certified mechanic. Here's a golden opportunity for you folks to reach out to us via the telephone at our toll-free line, 855-660 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If your vehicle isn't smelling right, like we've been talking about with Mark in the first segment, we would love to hear from you. If it's just plain not running right at all, it's not running in the fashion in which you're used to, if you're getting poor fuel economy, if you're getting poor performance, if you're not passing your state's inspection sticker, or if you've been to a mechanic lately and they've told you you've got to get a new Hoosie dinghy and you don't know exactly what they're talking about, here's a great opportunity because Mark is all set, ready to go at 855-660-4261. Before the break, we're talking a little bit about the cost of the replacement of a catalytic converter. Mark, let's move on to the other smell situation that you brought up, and that's a blown head gasket. I had an old Mustang that I kept for a lot of years, a 1979 Mustang, and I sold it before I found out definitively that it had this problem. But what happened to me one night, I was pretty close to home, and it evidently something happened with my, I forget, the radiator or hose, and it started to overheat. And instead of doing the proper thing of pulling over and parking the vehicle, I kind of pushed the envelope a little bit to get it back into my driveway. And ever since that moment, ever since that particular incident, I always suspected that it may have gotten a blown head gasket for my pushing the envelope. I was pretty close to home, and I figured, let me just keep going.
Yeah, Bob, that's exactly what happens. You know, when I'm reading through my trade publications of Undercar Digest and Under the Hood Digest, all the trade publications come in and they bingo. That's exactly what you did, is the biggest reason why cars break down. Because we as humans, we don't really feel, you know, we're not boiling over. We're not hot. We don't feel a thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a car, It happens like that, and you probably drove it, what, another 10, 15 minutes is all to get home?
At the most, but still.
Yeah.
It had a 5-liter V8, the old, 5.0, the 3-liter, the 3.02, rather, 5-liter V8, and it just never was the same again.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You say, well, what's the tow going to cost me? And it's really no big deal. I'll go ahead and bring it on home, And then when you, pull it in the repair shop and we say to you, well, Bob, you got the right bank there, the right side of that engine's got a blown head gasket and you got a cracked head and it looks like your bill's going to be $2,400. That's when you start boiling over. and then that's when, you say to yourself, why did I do that? Why? Why did I drive it that extra 10 minutes? And that's the key, of maintenance is, Do we really know if we might have a little bit of antifreeze coolant in our oil? Not really. We don't know that at all times. Do we all open our hood every single morning and go out and look at the dipstick, the oil dipstick? No. So if we don't do that, then we can't see if, we have a gradual, very slow head gasket leak. And so on that point, if we do, then the very slow, gradual leak that we've got, just, I'm talking maybe 4 ounces, if that, of antifreeze gets into our oil, and that contaminates the engine oil, which then, we keep hearing, advertisements, and we talk about it here on the radio about, we don't need to change our oil every 3,000 anymore. We can go to 7,500. Well, what ends up happening, let's just say we just had our oil change, and it looked good and everything, and within the next 7,500 miles, about in the middle of that, we like what happened to you, Bob. You drove it 10 minutes a little bit farther than you should have and got hot. It blew a little head gasket, got a little antifreeze in the oil, and then, now you've got contaminated oil. Mm-hmm. And so us mechanics, we, technicians, shops, we finally get to see the car because you get to see those gauges and you say, uh-oh, my gauge was a little higher than it should have been, and I think there's a problem. And so when they do end up here at our shop, we have to, communication like we're doing here on the radio every week with repairs. We have to communicate, talk to the consumer that owns their car, because they, he or she can tell us, you know. That's one tip, Bob. Don't ever fib to the mechanic, because, oh no, it never has got hot. No, never has. Well, that doesn't help us. Because I always take my customer and sit him down in the driver's seat and I say, show me where that temperature gauge needle really rides and where did it go last time. And when they show me that, I say, okay, here's the parts we've got to look at. Like a thermostat, it could have been simple, really, really simple on your staying there, that you could have had just a thermostat stick for just a little bit, causing it to not let water flow through the engine to the radiator to cool it off. But, you know, it gets down, it can be something that very, very, very simple, very inexpensive to fix, and or you could have drove it that 10 extra minutes and cracked the head even. Could be very severe. So
unbelievable.
That's where we get into the word no start on cars also. It just doesn't start as fast as it used to. There's a problem. You know, that's a problem. You want your car, you know it better than anybody else. Each and every one of our listeners, you know, has a car. They know what it acts like. It's kind of like their human body. You know, they know how it drives around that corner. They know, you know, certain cars, when they're up and they're cruising on their Sunday day off and they're taking a little Sunday stroll and they go around that corner, well, they know that automobile they own could go around that corner maybe 10 mile an hour faster than the speed limit sign because they know the car. You know? And then there's some cars that can't make it at the speed limit sign. They have to slow up 5 miles under the speed limit sign, you know? So my whole point is that, you know, you really, really know your car, just like you do your human body. And if you're thinking you're catching a cold, well, bingo. You know, you start taking vitamin C or whatever makes your body heal. Car is the same way. If it just doesn't, you know, I get a lot of those actually this time of year. It just doesn't want to start as easy as it used to, Mark. Mm-hmm. What's causing it? Well, you know, simple little test of putting a fuel pump pressure a gauge on it, finding out that the electric fuel pump isn't pumping the pressure that it used to. And so by that preventive maintenance check, we end up, they're not, you know, the customer's not going to be stranded on the side of the road with a dead electric fuel pump. They, you know, I just call them and say, hey, your electric fuel pump is 20 pounds less than what it should be pumping. Either we've got a plugged up fuel filter or we got a fuel pump going bad.
Mark is going to be with us for the rest of the hour. Please give us a call right now at 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-288-8278. That's 1-800-288-8278. Call 1-800-288-8278.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Collins Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. 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 Come.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with Microplant Powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. It's an absolute pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week at this very same moment on the very same radio station that you're listening to, or perhaps you're listening in online at gcnlive.com. All kinds of goodies can be found there, and I encourage you to check that out, gcnlive.com. My website is going to be redone very shortly, so I'll let you know when it's completely done. And we've got some cool things planned there as well. I promise we'll throw out a trivia question here momentarily. But we've got Mark Evans with us, 855-660-4261, and we're looking for you to call in with your mechanical issues. Last week we had Mark on, and towards the end of his stay, we started to get a lot of calls, and so we decided to bring him back. So here's your golden opportunity to get in at 855-660-4261. Got an email question here, Mark, and it's one I know that you've answered in the past, but the email question is from Harold, who's in Alabama, and he says he has a 2005 Ford F-150 and wants to know Mark's opinion of using synthetic versus conventional oil.
Great question, Howard. Synthetic oil is definitely, Bob, the best of the best, gold of all gold, I guess. When it comes to oils, oils is the biggest part of an engine. You have to have a good oil. And I was lucky enough years ago, Bob, we've talked about this before too, and I just like to always mention it because I learned so much from the Pennzoil folks. They sent me to a laboratory, and I got to see it from my own eyes, all the different brands and flavors of oil out there and the different weights and what they do and why they do it and all that. And so, you know, today, Harold brings up a great question because it's kind of makes our head spin. Do we get conventional oil, synthetic oil, high mileage engine formula oil? Do we get racing oil? I mean, gosh, it's, you know, Bob, it's just like, whoa, we go to the oil shelf and it's like, what in the world? Well, first off, all oils today have to meet or exceed the Oil Petroleum Institute standards. Mm-hmm. So all oils are good. Mm-hmm. You're not going to find an oil on the shelf that's a bad apple. They're all good.
Yeah.
Now when it comes to, but I want the best. I'm going to drive my, Harold's got the 2005 Ford F-150 and he's hauling firewood. He's really working that engine. Get synthetic. Synthetic has all the molecules in it that will protect those metal parts and pieces within that engine for extreme heat and lubrication. For extreme heat, not only in the engine the way it runs, but extreme heat like if he's down in the Death Valley and it's 125 degrees outside. Or if he's in Alaska and it's a negative 125. So synthetic oil will last longer. It won't break down as fast as conventional oil. And that's some of the reason when you're looking at the prices, synthetic oil is, $8.95 and on up. I mean, conventional oil today is $3.99 on special and up for a quart now. I mean, we're literally, all of us are buying a bottle of gold as much as it is. But, so if you're buying synthetic, you basically are buying the best of the best, and it's designed to last a little longer. If you don't have, like we were talking earlier, a blown head gasket, as long as it's not getting contaminated, it's going to last longer and work the best, and actually provide better fuel economy. And that's one thing that I got to see that I know that 5-30 weight is a general weight today for most of our cars out there. Mm-hmm. And if you change that weight in the most of our years of our cars today, I mean from 1990 on up to 2013, you change that and go 1040. Your gas mileage will drop because it's a little thicker oil.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little trivia, Bob. What's that W stand for?
Yeah, that's a good question. Why don't we throw that out there as a trivia question? Mark, why don't you phrase it when we're talking the different types of oil? It's either 10W or 5W or 20W. So, Mark, once again, reiterate your question.
Yeah, what does the W stand for? A lot of people think it stands for one word, and it does not. That's kind of why I wanted to slip it out there, see if anybody might know what the W stands for. And when you look at oils, Bob, the W will be behind every one of those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And those numbers are a little bit of school here for oil. Those numbers, think of those numbers. You got 5-30W, of course 20-50. Those numbers, think of a bunch of marbles in a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those marbles is a different color. And each one of those marbles, like the yellow marbles would be the 10s. The blue marbles would be the 20s. And so when you see an oil that's 20-50W, then that is basically you got 20, 30, 40, and 50 marbles in the cup. And each one of those marbles is a molecule.
Mm-hmm.
Those molecules, that 30 in the 20-50, that 30 will only liquefy and work at a certain temperature. And the rest of the marbles, the 20s and the 40s and the 50s, aren't working.
Interesting.
That's how oil operates. So when you, like a lawnmower, it says, right on your lawnmower, and a lot of people might wonder this and ask themselves, why does my lawnmower want straight 30W in it?
Mm-hmm.
Again, what's that W stand for? What word does the W stand for? In fact, Bob, we can give them a little clue if we'd like.
Okay, sure, go right ahead.
I got two clues. Does it stand for weight or winter?
Very good.
Think, Bob? Yeah, weight or winter.
That is a,
one is a
a good little guess there. 855-660-4261. A couple of good hints make it a lot easier to take a guess here. 855-660-4261. When it comes to buying motor oil, what does the W stand for? Mark Evans is with us. We're taking your calls and emails, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Modern cars, going back to my own stories here, are a lot more sophisticated and complicated, and I still own this car today. I've spent way too much money over the years that I've had it. I still have my 1998 Corvette. And I can remember one time in which it has a what they call a limp home mode. And one time I was on a highway, and it was just something as simple as a piece of debris on the highway, just like a wrapper off a candy bar, had got sucked up into the engine. And that put it into this limp home mode in which I couldn't drive it any faster than about 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's no fun, is it?
Foot to the floor, 15 miles an hour.
Isn't that aggravating? And how much did it cost you to find out that the Snickers wrap was stuck in the air intake there?
I know. I got lucky. I went right to the dealership, and they opened it up, and they said, here's your trouble right here. So it didn't cost me a dime. But
you're lucky guy.
It was very frustrating, though, because, you know, I had to get off. I was on kind of more of a highway. I had to get off and creep along these side roads with people honking at me. And here I am in a, at that time, relatively new Corvette, you know, shining and just moping along the highway. So more stories and questions straight ahead. 855-660-4261. If there's something wrong with your car, now's the time to call in. 855-660-4261. 261, or take a stab at the trivia question. This is Auto World.
End up driving by.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back here live all across North America, 855-660-4261. We've got a trivia question about those numerals that you see on a bottle of oil, a can of oil. What do they stand for? The W in particular. Mark Evans is with us. And because of Mark, we have Frank in New Mexico joining us, the man himself who calls Mark the Swami. So go right ahead, Frank, with your question for the Swami.
Hi, guys. Happy Palm Sunday to both of you.
Thank you.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Swami, I'm wondering, I've got this 89 Nissan, and I can't find where to plug in the code reader. I've got a code reader on order. It looks like a little two-prong connection. I can't find anything under the dash. Is that under the hood?
89.
Yes. Nissan Sentra, basic four-banger.
Yeah. Frank, that won't be underneath the driver's steering wheel dash assembly. That's actually, pop your hood, go over on the passenger side inner fender well, and yeah, over there by the, you probably see the heater blower fan motor, yeah, sticking out. It's right in that area, but you're probably, if it's never had the scan done on that car, then that wiring harness, the harness itself that you plug the little plastic scan box in, that harness will probably be taped back, you know, to kind of not be sticking out, hanging loose. So
sure,
just kind of look for a looped extra wire type thing. Like, wonder why they have this extra harness here for what reason. And that's the unit you want to plug into. And or right in the 88 to 90, 92, and you're in that range, those years of the Nissan, they also had a little plug-in, but it had a little plastic, it was fixed, mounted on the inner fender well, and it has a little plastic cover over it, and that little plastic cover will say diagnostic test right on the cover.
All right. Well, okay. My Haynes manual didn't show where it's at.
Still trying to track
down this erratic idle from a vacuum leak, and it's so windy here I can't hear the vacuum leak, so I'm going to have to run a smoke test or something. But I wanted to get some codes first.
Yeah.
Anyway, the car runs great, but this pesky no idle, you know, ticks me off.
Yeah, I can understand that, Frank. Well, thank you so much.
Frank, at all?
Oh, well, once it gets off of high-speed idle and tries to go down to normal, it tends to die out. So you got to kind of ride the gas pedal all the time. This is only lately. So I'm pretty sure it's a vacuum leak. I'm going to replace the EGR valve just for kicks. And so we go from there once I get my code reader. Bob, once you get these black air guys on, I've been waiting for this film for almost a year because I've got one of them cars.
Oh, cool.
But they won't answer my emails about shipping methods, and I got really ticked off. Told my wife, I'm going to wait till I can just buy it on eBay, but just say, hey, fellas, answer Frank's email about shipping methods, because I live out here in the country. Postal service is spotty and subject to theft, and so I prefer partial delivery.
Well, feel free to call back in the second hour and talk to Andrew, because he's the man who made the film, and he's a really nice guy. We'll get you hooked up, Frank. Don't worry about it. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Billy in Huntsville, Alabama. Billy, you're next on Auto World. Go right ahead with your question for the one and only Mark Evans, the Swami.
Yes, my wife has a Ford Taurus, a 2007, and she keeps getting, and I've had went down to have a little controller put in to find out what the code is on the error. Keeps getting an engine light problem also on it, and it has comes up and it says cylinder 3 misfire. Would that be the spark plug or the spark plug wiring or something else?
Billy, that's you're doing right going into the scan, and now you that machine helped you, you know cylinder 3 is the problem. Two things: either you've got, it can be a spark plug. It can also be those are coil over on the 2007. So you've got a, right on top of the cylinder there, you'll find a screw, undo that, and that'll pull that little square off of there, and that's called the coil. But then there's a spark plug boot. Instead of the long wire that we, on the old conventional cars we're used to seeing, you'll just have a little boot. It'll go down. That boot's probably only 2.5 inches long. Some of them a little longer. Those are real cheap. Just buy a boot and a spark plug. You know, it's pretty cheap. But then here's another problem that could cause the misfire. The fuel injector on that cylinder could be bad. So your fuel injector is electronically controlled. It the computer tells it when to turn on and turn off. And if it's what we have, it's called a Noid light. Just like old Domino's Pizza back in the day, they had the Noid as the mascot. It's called the Noid light. And we unplug the electrical connection off of the fuel injector. We plug the Noid light into it, and that light will blink on and off, on and off, on and off. And that tells us that, yes, the computer's sending the signal to the injector. It's getting the signal, but the injector's not accepting it. So we then replace the injector. That's all you got. You got three things causing a misfire. Now here's the worst case scenario. If you've got a burnt valve on that cylinder number 3, so spark plug could be firing, fuel injector could be spraying gas, but when that spark plug ignites the gas and there's no compression, it just goes kaboom and there's no compression, it'll detect a dead cylinder.
Oh, okay.
So here's how you can do that, just by the seat of your pants feel or your elbow feel on the armrest. If is it a really, really hard shake when it's idling?
Only at the beginning when it starts to warm up, then it feels okay. So.
Okay. Good news. You do have compression then. You only have an injector that could be bad, the spark plug or the spark plug boot.
Okay.
That's about it. So,
All right. And the answer to the oil thing is winter.
Well, Billy, You're absolutely right. Good job. Good job.
That I knew, because that's something my dad told me a long time ago.
Wow. So, Billy, we're going to hook you up with a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. So hang on for Matt, and he'll get all of your important information. But he's a smart guy there, Mark, to get that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Billy. Good job. A lot of people think it's weight.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some more, you know, trivia on it. It's winter, as Billy stated, because all oil is tested under winter conditions.
Interesting.
That's why
I didn't
they have
that.
The W. Yeah. So it's nothing to do with weight. It's all about the coldest, harshest climate is winter, and that's why it's winter. So I always like to do that one, Bob, because a lot of people, you know, don't know it, and of course we learn from little trivia.
Absolutely.
All the time.
We most certainly do. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Mark is with us and is with us quite often here on the show, and he'll continue to be our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical. So, Mark, that was a good trivia question. We're going to have you come up with another question for us the next time that you're with us here on the broadcast. So with God's help, I'll be off to the New York Auto Show press days this coming week, and I wish you were coming with me. It's been a while since you've been to the Big Apple. I remember you and I down in Times Square umpteen years ago, and you bought something for your then wife, a handbag, and then I remember you and I also eating in that famous steak place. Was it Gallagher's?
Oh.
Remember that?
Gallagher's. Bob, I share that with a lot of my friends yet today, because you and I, we can share that with our listeners. I just couldn't believe the size of the filet mignon that you and I were eating, and I asked him, you know, what the heck, you know, in. So we ended up, where do we end up at? In the meat locker or something?
In the freezer, yeah. In the meat locker, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this we ought to plug Gallagher's, because that's an awesome awesome steak place when they have they cut the off live. Well, you know, it's the hanging feature, but definitely a good beef there to eat.
It is a great place, legendary New York City eating establishment. Well, thank you, my friend. We'll get you back with us real soon. Thanks for your time here today.
Definitely. Thanks for having me, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.